The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Good morning this morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is. I almost didn't know what day it was. That's the state that I get in when the power is off. Because you never know when the power is going to come back on. You don't know if it's scheduled maintenance. You don't know if your area is included in the areas identified in the communications by BPL. You don't know if BPL getting the right information because it's BGC doing the work. You just don't know, right? And that the last part, that's an extra addition to this conch salad because now there's another party involved, right? So you just never know what's happening. You don't know if you can get compensation for equipment, the surge, you know, the surge that leads to the power going off or the surge that comes when the power is coming back on. You don't know if you could find an electrician that has the temerity, the fortitude, or the will, or the capacity to assist you, facilitate the process of documenting the damage to your equipment. It's almost like the PLP spent all that money on a time machine to take us back to 1992. The show today was supposed to be themed The Value of Information and the Power of Clear and Coherent Communication. And so, to start the show, we're going to read a communication from the Ministry of Energy, Utilities, and Aviation. It was just released, I think, this morning. Here we go. For immediate release, Ministry of Energy, Utilities, and Aviation monitoring power restoration efforts. As Minister of Energy, Utilities, and Aviation, I wish to acknowledge the frustration caused by the outstandingly difficult period for our electricity grid. Forgive me, I know that I am reading an official release from the Ministry of Energy. Is it exceptionally difficult period for our electricity grid? Is it a human being? Isn't that what y'all say when they're like car crashes and then y'all don't really have any intention of fixing anything and you just say, well, listen, let's all be let's all be considerate while people are right during this exceptionally difficult period for an electricity grid. Despite these challenges, it is important that the public remain informed about what occurred and the ongoing restoration efforts. See, the minister understands the value of information and the power of clear and coherent communication. Let's continue. At approximately 2:30 a.m. this morning, Christina Alston, Executive Chairman of Bahamas Power and Light Corporation Limited, that's BPL, advised me that a fault on the high voltage system at the Blue Hills primary substation resulted in the loss of one of the primary transformers. This failure caused a flashover, making it necessary to immediately isolate critical equipment to protect personnel and the wider electricity system. Well, let's say this. Let's just stick a pin right here. To protect personnel, absolutely. We understand that, especially given that this is an exceptionally difficult period for the staff at BPL, given that one of their colleagues was electrocuted, passed away. It's implied in electrocuted, right? Working on Grand Key Point. So we're going to say right off the top that we can appreciate the need to isolate equipment to ensure the personnel are safe. After the system was stabilized and all required safety procedures were completed, BPL system controllers began a, quote, black start, close quote, restoration. A black start is among the most technically demanding operations an electric utility can. Generation units must be brought online in a carefully controlled sequence. Substations energized progressively and electrical load restored in stages to maintain system stability and prevent further failures. Every switching operation must be coordinated in real time among the control room, generation facilities, substations, and field crews. As restoration efforts continued, I was advised that BPL deployed operational engineering network to support the work, monitor system conditions, and respond immediately to any abnormalities encountered during the energization process. While I fully understand the frustration experienced by households and businesses, I also wish to express my sincere thanks to the dedicated men and women of BPL. I want to stick a pin right here. This is a mechanism. Why do the two things need to be juxtaposed to each other oppositionally? As if doing the first thing negates the second thing. Right? While the minister fully understands the frustration experienced by households and businesses, she also wishes to express her sincere thanks to the dedicated men and women of BPL. It's a political mechanism, right? You didn't need to do that. You could say you understand the frustration, and in another sentence, you can thank the people at BPL. At this point, I don't think working staff, the line staff, the groundsmen, right? None of us think it's them that are at the root of the problem. So you don't need to position them oppositionally. The same way you position poor Bahamians and poor migrants oppositionally. Don't do that. We get back to the letter. Many BPL employees have worked continuously under extremely demanding conditions while mourning the recent loss of a valued colleague. On behalf of the government and the people of our nation, I extend my deepest gratitude for their professionalism, dedication, and unwavering service. I continue to appreciate the public's patience during this exceptionally challenging period for our electricity system. The Ministry of Energy, Utilities, and Aviation will continue to monitor the restoration efforts and remain in close communication with BPL officials. We also encourage members of the public to monitor BPL's Facebook page and WhatsApp channel for updates. Now, I appreciate the statement coming from the minister. Albeit coming from the minister, the statement could have included more. The second point I want to make is, does BPL have a website? Why doesn't BPL have a website? Why are you not directing customers of BPL and members of the public to the BPL website for updates and communications from the various entities, the ministry, BPL, BGC, Bahama Grid Company? Who knows where Island Grid Solutions is now? What, right? So this is better. This is better, but it's not your best. Not nearly. But at least we can see you appreciate the value of information and the power of clear and coherent communication. To the callers, I am sorry I missed your call. I wanted to get through reading this article. Fortunately, last night I made it to bed before 2:30 a.m. That's not necessarily a regular thing. So I was unaware of the power outage until I woke up to no power this morning. This is untenable. See, this is bad. And we open up the phone lines now. The numbers to call: 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-425-2300-5720 is toll-free for Family Island listeners. And the text line is always 422-GR96, 422-4796. See, this election, I'm coming to you right now, caller. This election was not about issues. Bahamians did not vote on issues this election. I put up the two items, the two things that I would use to consider who to vote for. The first was the government's ability to discipline, to cause and compel others to discipline themselves, to moderate their behavior and to govern themselves, right? And the second is the ability to move at the pace of its own policies. Based on those two alone, I don't know who could have voted for this administration with the lack of discipline and accountability and reporting and transparency and the inability to move at the pace of its own timelines. Let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller. Thank you for your patience.
Hey.
Good morning.
Hey, what's happening, girl?
Everything is good, sir. How you doing?
This outage, right?
Pardon?
This outage here, right?
Yeah.
It gave us a clear picture of what politicians do, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, one comes out and, you know, and makes an apology, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the other one goes on the front page of The Guardian and blames the problem on the previous administration. like you know, it's almost as if they can't promote some kind of division, they can't have no power.
Mm-hmm.
And the issue, I think, is that, you know, I think their intent is to promote a poverty of intellect, right?
You
know, and they perpetuate a class of persons who will always be dependent on them.
Mm. They maintain, you know, the patronage.
Yeah, but anyway,
mm-hmm.
I've got some advice to give.
Okay.
There is something known as a Square D surge protector.
Mm-hmm.
And it, you know, it costs like $3.
Yeah.
It can be installed directly into your breaker panel.
Okay.
I've had one for the past like 20 years.
Okay.
And I have not had to replace any appliance due to current surge.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you very much. Square D surge protector.
Square D surge protector. You know, small little thing, but
powerful.
Powerful.
Thank you very much.
Okay, baby.
Thank you very much, caller. We can turn to today's Nassau Guardian. State of collapse. Mitchell blames FNM for power woes. See, I don't know if Mr. Latre Raming is ready to be the chairman of the PLP. Because does Latre know how to ensure that the media use a picture of you when you say state of collapse, then you blame it on the FNM? Like they know to put a picture of you where you don't look crazy. Because you got to be crazy to say it. You got to be crazy to say it. What do you mean you blaming the FNM for power woes? Unless you're ready to go all the way back to Mr. Ramsey. You ready to go all the way back there? Because you were a member of government at that point in time. If not a member of government, you were a member of the PLP at that point in time. Let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Ms. Green. How are you doing today?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Ms. Green, you know from camping, they taught us like Boy Scouts. One of the models was always be prepared.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, Miss Green, there's three things like the three nails in that body of Jesus that always comes in threes. We use mostly fuel in three ways: our cooking fuel, our car fuel, and our electrical fuel. Last night, I drove around this, in the city and out the city, twice. After it went off, I said, let me take the dogs, put them in the car, and use the air cool and just drive.
What time your power went off?
Around about 1:25 in Pride Estates. I knew when it went off because we were right next to Blue Hill, and when the silence of the turbines went, I say, uh-oh, it's Blue Hill. We right next door. I could look at Blue Hill right now.
All right.
In front of the home. Now, what I'm saying is, I could guarantee you it was an island-wide blackout.
Mm-hmm.
I went through the inner city, through the little corners like Taylor Street, all over the place. I didn't reach back home until after 4:45.
Mm-hmm.
Then I said, you know, I'm driving, by the time I reach home, I'll be back on. It was still off. I came inside. My little solar light allowed me to see the key to get inside the front door.
Mm-hmm.
But after that, the entire house was completely black.
Your power on yet? Your power been restored yet?
It just came on a little while ago. Miss Green, I said the best thing to do is take my blanket, go in my mini van, spread my comforter down with two pillows, turn the car on, because look at, we use fuel. So if we're not using the fuel for the house electricity, let me use the fuel for the car.
I got you.
So I turned on the air conditioning, closed the doors, put down the pillow, and I went to sleep in the car. The sun woke me up this morning. So what we could do is your power go off, go inside your car with your family, sit up, enjoy the air condition, because you're not paying for the electricity bill because you're using that fuel. Keep your cars filled with gas, use the air condition, that BEC come back on. That's what I did. I slept in my minivan with two pillows. Have a good day.
Thank you. Thank you. Do not turn your car on and leave it running in an enclosed space, like a closed garage, right? Because you want to be safe. You don't want to risk somebody coming and trying to interfere with you or steal the car. Do not leave your car running in an enclosed garage. Good morning, caller.
Morning, Ms. Green. How are you doing this morning?
I'm good, thank you. How you do?
I'm all right, Mom. I agree with Sparky, but he's talking, but I agree with you too, but I'm taking the preventive measures not to have it enclosed.
Mm-hmm.
But when you were talking about the, I think it's the chairman's statements about him, his mental state or whatever.
No, I didn't say anything about it.
No, I mean, you said the craziness, but I mean, what is it?
No, pause. Let me say this, right? Because I don't get in trouble for this before. I don't want nobody calling me to ask me
to
apologize.
I
was being loose with my words. What I mean to convey is, at the beginning of your second term in power, right? You done had four, you could have had five, but you call an early election. Your second term in power, how dare you get up and blame what we're dealing with today on the last administration? If you want to blame it on the FNM, let's go 1822 Avenue and Frank Watson Boulevard. Let's go all the way back to Al Stum with an M when we first discovered that somebody got a bribe for us to receive some generators.
I agree.
Was trying to convey.
Yes, I agree. But the point I wanted to make is that
mm-hmm.
the individuals who accept it,
mm-hmm.
I even worse off.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because to have a mindset where you feel as if you could come to the people and speak, that shows you what you think about the people too.
I think so.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But what I wanted to say, Ms. Green, as it concerns what you were talking about value of effective communication or something like that, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Is I was just thinking to myself just the other day, I said, you know what, because a brother of mine had, I have very few of them in the Bahamas, I could call some of my brother. But he had brought an idea to me about forming some type of action group.
Yes.
Right? I said, that's a very good idea. You know what I mean? I was saying we can include individuals like yourself, like Dwight, and other individuals of influence in this action group, right?
Mm-hmm.
I know if he hears me, he knows who he is, right?
Okay.
But I had another thing. I wanted to say, I think a way of effective communication,
mm-hmm.
screen would be, you see how they like, how when it comes to election time, they like to throw party and have a good old time, right?
Yeah.
What we as a people should do, right, minus the alcohol, get drunk, you go home,
mm-hmm.
right? Is what we should do is we should throw a 2-month, 3-month party in Rawson Square continuously, right?
Mm-hmm.
And what we should do is like everything, you don't, you know, you stop it when you can, you know what I mean? Everybody who could afford it, come by and bring some food and eats and music, you know, eat music, and just let's sit in Rawson Square, all of us, just let's party in Rawson Square You understand? Mm-hmm. As a form of demonstration and protest, right? Let's have some fun with it. You understand? Let's come together collectively, right? And let's throw a party that lasts for weeks and weeks and weeks, continuously 24 hours a day in Rawson Square, but just various of us just keep continually going there and keeping it. If mm-hmm. you can, you go out there and you carry water, little food, and little whatever else for the individuals to sustain themselves who don't have it. You know what I mean? But let's do something like that. At least let's make it some fun, people. Let's do something.
I got another caller, but I like that idea so much.
All
because
right, you have a good day. Thank you for that.
Yeah, man, because I don't know where the tourists are. Because they are the numbers. Apparently, our numbers don't match their numbers. We don't have the weight to influence policy decisions in our own country. We could invite the tourists, and it could be an international story, the country that invites tourists to protest with them. Let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller.
Aaron, how you doing?
I good, thank you.
Now, maybe you should do a show, but probably don't do a show, comparing the contrast between carbon monoxide poisoning, Dr. Kevorkian approach, alcohol poisoning.
Mm-hmm.
But then you don't want to put those options out there because some people may decide which one is better. But
yeah.
To a point, we have BEC, we have BPL, what all the others we have?
Well, we don't have island grid solutions anymore.
Okay, but no one is liable for outages that you can label as an act of God, right? Even though God gets blamed for just about anything.
Mm-hmm.
Right, but there seem to be conflicting management statements coming out, which perhaps could put us in an area where we have this. You know, since we're affected by this failing power grid,
mm-hmm.
are we able to pursue compensation or accountability through some legal claims because of negligence? That comes from management all the way down, and you know, because gross misconduct, I think, has to be proven.
Mm-hmm.
But now, is it easy to prove it when we see they're breaching regulatory standards like an employee working under extreme demanding conditions and then getting electrocuted?
Is it a determination yet? But
when it is determined. But
yeah.
I'm just giving individuals an avenue, because if you had not done your work before you went to bed, you would have been not able to produce your show.
Yeah. In fact, I have a rule, sir. I have a rule. I have to do my notes in the night, because there was a period there for a moment that any time I waited until the morning to finish the notes or print them, the power would be off.
Yeah.
So I live my life by BPL.
Well, you see, do we have a contract with BPL where they are agreeing to supply us with stable energy or just whatever you get?
I think it's just whatever you get. Because...
There seems
to be a disconnect, like, with how electricity actually works and how they talk about it. See, they talk about it as if I could deliver you packets of electricity and that is sufficient, as opposed to you could deliver me packets of electricity, but if it's not a continuous flow of packages, then I don't have any electricity. You see what I'm saying?
I understand exactly what you're saying. So basically, negligence... A lawsuit based on negligence would be kind of hard to prove.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I think we, as a citizen, should really get around finding a way to push for more reliable and stable power.
I would put it like this: for people who are concerned about energy security, I would not rely on the opposition, no matter who's in power. Right? I would not rely on the royal opposition to advocate on my behalf. I would have to figure out how to advocate on my own behalf.
So we all on our own when it comes to this.
No, we need to organize. That's all.
Yeah, okay, good.
But look, I gotta go.
Looking forward to seeing your work on that.
Yes, yes, yes. Sir, me and these raccoons organizing right now. Let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller.
Hey, morning, Ms. Green. How you doing?
I'm good, thank you. Your power back on yet?
Boy, I don't know. You don't believe it, right? My power was off from about 2 o'clock this morning.
Mm-hmm.
I get the final, right, because I lay in the bed, right? All I feel is this extreme heat when my girl put her toe across my leg. Man, that was the worst feeling of my life. I almost threw it out of the relationship.
Now, you see why Ackland's people have to build a two-story house? Because when the power go off, the two of us can't be on the same story. You talk about in the same room.
Trust me. It was horrible last night. And when I woke up this morning, right? Mm-hmm. And I didn't even go to get to sleep. She woke up like around 5 o'clock. I heard the power was on in the downtown area, but I dashed awake. Mm-hmm. You know what, when a black man come to work 3 hours. You know, black people, we be either late 5 minutes late or on time.
Yeah.
I think 3 hours already a week, right? And the man, I think BP are probably now the AC, because AC are working now.
Listen, I got another caller. I got to go. And after that caller, I can teach you how to teeth AC.
No problem.
The legal way. Okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Let's go to the next caller. Y'all don't know how to identify businesses that have great AC and then just go in to make an inquiry, eh? Y'all don't know how to do that. Good morning, caller.
Ms. Green, how you doing today?
I good, thank you.
Listen, even though my car has been on 1 o'clock this morning, I have a problem.
Yes, ma'am.
You ever see the garbage truck, them take off the garbages from all through the corners, them? Like they go in to go empty them and go down empty in them?
Mm-hmm.
But 2 days later, all the garbage still in the same spot where they pull the garbage them out.
They never actually came back. So the guy on foot went through and pulled the bins out, because that's what they do to prepare them.
But 2 days later, they still in the same spot. Now, what if the dogs them go and chew down all the garbage through the corners them?
Yeah. And you
I
know,
sending you the video.
You know, okay, but you know what happened, right? I can tell you exactly what happened. The driver didn't tell him to go down that road and pull them bins.
From East Avenue to West Avenue on Carmichael Road,
yeah.
All the garbage them pull out.
And nobody actually came back to dump them.
No, and they're still there.
And listen, I agree with you. This is a big deal. It's a public health and public safety issue. It's very important. Not only are you attracting rats, right? But you're attracting stray animals that are desperate for food. And so the two recent, we've seen the boy in Bimini and the elderly man in Nassau, in New Providence, right? Because we are not storing our waste properly, and stray animals are attracted to it, and they move through the place, right, just looking for food, desperate. These are real issues.
I send you the video right now.
Okay.
I can record and send it to you right now.
Yes, ma'am. All right, thank you. Let's hope that Department of Environmental Health and Safety, I think they're responsible for the garbage trucks, that they are listening and can alert the subcontractor who has been assigned to that area to go back and ensure that they pick up the garbage. Good morning, caller.
Morning, now. What's going on?
Everything good. Look, I was just glad that the traffic lights was on this morning. See, I could deal with not bathing. It's the rest of y'all who have to deal with me not bathing. But when it comes to traffic lights, they got to work. Yes, sir.
And somebody was thinking this morning to say, at least let's start getting the lights on. That was my greatest fear and hope, that by the time the sun came up and everybody started moving and got to get to work, that we had fought on the streets, if only in terms of the traffic lights. So,
yes,
so hats off for that one, Aaron.
Yes, sir.
The caller just talked about his wife and then her big toe at him. Aaron,
yeah.
That's the same way I end up finding out the current was off. But the solution for me was,
mm-hmm.
I was too glad when the wife said she got in the front room because there's more breeze and more windows in the front room.
Mm-hmm.
And I stay in the room because the two of us couldn't share in the same space.
And listen, you cannot be the first one to walk away. Look away, buddy.
That actually was the point, because I was saying, she could say, I won't be wrong on this.
Uh-huh.
No matter what, right, man, we cannot share in the same room fighting for air.
Mm-hmm.
But Aaron, what I wanted to hear from you, right, I wanted to find out if you, before getting to work this morning, if you were able to talk to any of the Rockhorns who really at the community level and find out from them how was the night in terms of complete darkness, you know, could they see them move their mangoes and stuff like that and thing last night? Like, how was the night for the Rockhorns?
They loved it. They was like, Miss,
last night was a high-yield night for the Rockhorns then.
Yeah, listen, I'm wondering if the Rockhorn have another job in writing press release for the minister, right? Because the Rockhorn say the same thing the minister said. He said, listen, we are with you during an exceptionally difficult period, right?
I'm going.
Yes, sir. He said, but The full moon didn't stop us from our wake, Miss Green. You'd be very happy. And I had to tell them, am I happy that you ate the last of the dilly, the last of the ganep, Where are the gnaps, man? Let's go to the phone. Caller, I was coming right to you. Call back. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, 24230. Family Island listeners, you hear me joking, but there's nothing funny, right? We have not forgotten that y'all are dealing with the same thing 10 times worse than what we're dealing with in New Providence. Good morning, caller.
Yes, good morning, Ms. Green.
Good morning. How you do?
Yeah, I'm all right. I thank BP Hell for connecting me back to the natural world and God, and I had to display some stoicism, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I was glad that the AC was on. I was able to catch a couple hours sleep after the power went off around after 2 sometime, 2:30, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I have a broke generator, you know, a little small little manual generator. The time is, after I woke up, couldn't sleep anymore. I hooked it up, and then 10 minutes, 5 minutes later, they cut the current back on. Ran off, come on, back on, et cetera, et cetera. But
mm-hmm.
I just want them to know, they have civilians who worked in the electrical field. You don't have to be working the BPL to know about electricity, but I worked around high-power transformers in the energy plant at Radisson, right?
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things I know that they use oil to cool some types of transformers, right?
Okay.
And so what happens is, intuitively, I just knew that there are sensor grids, you know, like real-time sensor networks, chemical diagnostics, and protection relays that they can use to see beckons before it goes bad.
Mm-hmm.
And so there was something that I remembered a guy from the States taught me. It was called dissolved gas analysis, in which they can check to see the hydrocarbon level changes within the oil, within the transformer, and they should be able to detect. But I don't think BPL will have that, but the question is, since you asked about Island Grid, I don't know what they did in their bid or someone hid, right? But we need to take the lid or for whatever they're trying to hide from us. But we need, I mean, they were bragging, saying we have we be moving up to the first world grid system, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I just want them to know, I don't see it now. I'm not, the most powerful boiler I ever worked around was the 600 horsepower.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I don't know what's going on, but, you know, they need to know that people expect these things. I mean, what is there something wrong with implementing a protective device like this, Aaron? It's basically like doing...
Man, listen, my neighborhood's still not on a monitoring grid, man. My neighborhood's still not on a monitoring grid.
Yeah, but Aaron, I can put a hammock outside, man. Give thanks. Stoicism. Yeah, all right.
Absolutely. You better be stoic because the mosquitoes outside. Okay, we're going to get to the text line. Before we get to the text line, I want to make this point, right? In the story we read yesterday about the tragic, the resolution of a case, the tragic loss of a life, a baby. In today's Tribune, PHA chief, we will learn from tragedy, they talking about the Supreme Court newborn ruling, right? Where we saw that just a lapse of about 20 minutes or less resulted in the loss of life, right? I want to juxtapose all of these things and the value of information, power of clear and coherent communication. Have we lost the plot? Are we not clearly communicating to staff members, to administration, to executives, the importance of their jobs and what it means to be on the job, what it means to pay attention, what it means to have a duty of care, what it means to have a professional standard that must be met? Like, are we not clearly communicating? No, we ain't communicating it to the police, because there's no way that you could have clearly told the police they're expected to obey traffic controls and enforce them. It's no way, right? I just wanted to know about that. Okay, I got callers on the line. Texters, I'm not going to lose your text. We're going to read all the texts. Good morning, caller.
Yeah, good morning. I'm Madam Green. How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you, sir. How are you?
Wonderful, wonderful.
Was your dialysis treatment affected by the power outage this morning?
First of all, I would like to thank 52 always give excellent. I am from Sea Island in there for a little while, but let me to answer your question. Yes, we were slowly affected. I did 3 nights. You think they can fix BBL? They can't fix BBL. Because guess what? I did 3 nights in step down unit at PMH.
Mm-hmm.
The last 3 nights. I just got discharged this morning.
Okay.
And if they can't fix BBL, I had to sleep on brown paper bag on the bed.
Mm-hmm.
You think if I got to sleep on paper bag, they can fix BBL, Ms. Green?
I am,
very nice on brown paper.
Yeah.
Now, thank God for Sister Sweeting, a wonderful person on the step down area of A&E, and for the role. Impeccable service. I think we need to go back to them old sisters, man. They know what it's all about around the hospital. And the doctor totally ignored a whistleblower Tuesday night until must be 2 o'clock in the morning.
Don't say anything that would potentially prejudice any further.
By the doctor. I could call no name.
I got you.
But BBL, ain't nothing happening, man. We sleeping on brown paper bag.
I shall sleep at 16, CI 1622 Avenue and Frank Watson Boulevard. At that intersection right there, there's a lovely little bit of bush. I like how the wind blows through. You could hear words, almost like people are talking about things you should know, but you will never know on the wind. That's where I gonna lay my hammock, tent, brown paper bag. Granny boy, I'm glad that you're good, and thank you for calling in. Let's go to the next caller, then I got to get to the text. Good morning, caller.
Hey, what's happening, Aaron?
Everything's good. How you do?
Hey, if I could just make a reference to two callers that called earlier.
Yeah, man.
The first one about the caller about the surge protector and the square D surge protector.
Yes, sir.
I need the caller to know that that's a one-time device.
So you may have
so
to replace
have a surge
that.
Protector in your house and I get hit. You have to replace it because it's only good for one time.
Okay.
So every time I trip, you have to put a new one in.
Uh-huh.
And secondly, in reference to 50, the transformer.
Mm-hmm.
GB Power nor BPL have the capacity to check in any form the oil or to test in any form the oil in those transformer. Samples of those oil have to be sent away in order to be tested. We don't have the capacity to test that. Nor does any of the petroleum companies' labs have the ability to test it.
Wow.
Most of the time, it's either sent to Canada or it's sent to the U.S. to be tested.
All right.
If I could also touch base on, a couple of weeks ago, the Ministry of Labor, I believe, shut down two construction companies for safety violations or safety issues.
Yeah.
So if you shut down construction sites for safety violations and safety issue, why hasn't the government take a look at its own entities, in particular BPL?
Mm-hmm.
Let's look at that electrical worker that got electrocuted in Bimini and Grand Key. We don't know the circumstances of it, but I could almost promise you that it's a safety issue, that no one that wasn't followed or wasn't implemented or wasn't discussed.
Listen, I want to thank you for sharing this. I also want to invite anybody. Thank you very much, caller. Thank you very much. I want to invite anybody who's doing any OSHA work, O-S-H-A, and whose uncle was a staunch advocate for OSHA. That's the occupational, some health and safety association. They advocate for safety in the workplace, right? He was hit by a large commercial vehicle that rode up on the sidewalk and he died from that accident. So I'm looking for people who would like to talk about OSHA, right, and talk about workplace safety. But we're going to read from that article, BPL employee electrocuted working on Grand Key pole. Then we go into the text line. A BPL employee was electrocuted while working in Grand Key on Tuesday, leaving his family and the tight-knit community in shock. Businessman Lawrence Cooper, 35, was reportedly carrying out work on a high-voltage utility pole shortly before 9 p.m. when he was electrocuted. He was transported to the island's clinic where he succumbed to his injuries and was pronounced dead an hour later. I'm skimming through it. According to his uncle, he worked with BPL for more than 5 years and also operated a ferry business on the quay. In a statement yesterday, BPL said investigations into the fatal accident are underway and extended condolences to the victim's family, quote, BPL employees, and will share additional information in the appropriate time, close quotes, the company said. The MP for North Abaco called Cooper a dedicated employee and thanked him for his service. For her part, Energy Minister Colby Davis said BPL CEO Tony Pratt would lead a delegation to Abaco to meet with staff and provide support. We assumed that that either they're already there or they will be traveling with that group. We remain deeply grateful to BPL's teams for continued dedication to restoring electricity for consumers. However, this tragedy serves as a reminder that the safety and security of our employees must remain our highest priority. She adds, Cooper's death is the country's second electrocution in the past month and comes amid a series of fatal workplace accidents that have renewed concerns about industrial safety. 68-year-old John Walks, a painter and contractor, was electrocuted last Saturday after reportedly coming into electrical equipment while working at Bimini Blue Water Marina. Do y'all remember when the R.M. Bailey roof didn't collapse? Because it was the truss that collapsed. And keep telling Davis, the truss collapsed a long time. But in that conversation, the prime minister offered, without any prompting, that, you know, the contract just have to be reduced to writing. That, yeah, you know, when reporters are trying to determine, you know, the status of the contract, the insurance, who's responsible, all of those things, the prime minister say, yeah, the contract just ain't been reduced to writing yet. I think that's the environment in which all of this is taking place, and we're not seeing that. All right, caller, you got 30 seconds, and then I got to go to the text line. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Eric.
Is your power on?
Yeah, good. Been off for 4 hours from after one till after five.
All right.
But I want to give condolences to the guy that got electrocuted, because last night I was on the phone with his cousin's wife,
okay,
who was in Chicago, and he told me, hold on. And then he came back and said, he announced what she said about him being electrocuted.
Mm-hmm.
One other thing I called for.
Yes,
those who ain't got electricity, I told Naughty this week before last, with your fan, get those from those drying off towers, lay on them and put them over your pillow, and it keeps you cool even if you don't have electricity, cooler than sweating on those sheets.
Mm-hmm. I got you.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yes,
just
sir.
Lay on them and have them over your pillow. Lay on your big towers, beach towers and mm-hmm. everything.
And
that tells you.
Thank you very much for that advice. And if you all got tips and tricks, call all day. Send them by text. Call in and let the people know what they could do to make the night easier, right? Here's a suggestion I have for people. You go find one of those styrofoam coolers. If you have portable fans, you can find a styrofoam cooler. I have like some round portable fans, you know, the chargeable fans. So you're going to cut a hole in the top of the cooler so the fan could sit in the hole without falling into the cooler. You're going to fill the cooler with ice. If you're savvy, you're going to fill the cooler with ice, water, and salt, right? And then you're going to let that fan run as long as possible, and you can cool down your room. Caller, I see you there. I got to get to these texts. Let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller. You got 30 seconds.
Hello.
Hi, good morning, ma'am. How are you?
I'm good. I loved listening to you first.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
I have one concern.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the heavy equipment truck that carries, like, on sand or...
Yeah, like the big dump truck, yeah.
They're supposed to be covered, right?
Yes, ma'am. There's a law indicating that they should be covered so that nothing within the body of the dump truck will fall out or can accidentally make its way out of the vehicle.
Okay. So I just took some pictures. I'm driving.
Mm-hmm.
I was driving through... Bacardi Road, and they had two of them coming from out of there, speeding and all that. Not one piece of cover. I had to go in the next lane, like in the right lane, like where the opposite side of the road, the cars would come on the opposite side.
Yes, ma'am.
Just to avoid all the curry from coming onto my vehicle.
Yes.
No kind of cover. And then it landed there in that new government subdivision there on Carmichael Road. I just saw that vehicle and after that.
There's something? not even like a rogue driver. This somebody working on a project affiliated with the government?
To me, whether it was working with the government or whatever, we don't have any tight system in place, man. People are not, they don't care. They're just doing their own thing. Like, who's listening to people like you, listening to Guardian talk with all the good information to help our country be great again, progress? is for all.
Yes,
and,
ma'am.
And people get so offended, like it's a personal thing. This ain't no, this ain't but you. This is about us, we the people.
Yes, ma'am.
Talk about our concern. It's about this country. People just take this on like, oh, you coming against the present government. Ain't nobody coming against it. We talking about what we already, okay, whoever win, that's all. Who's running the country? There's nothing personal there,
yes,
and you know that, right?
Yes, ma'am. The critique is the critique. As citizens, we obligated to give you this critique.
Yes.
Yeah.
People keep taking this thing personal.
Yes, ma'am.
They think this is their land. This is our land, Bahama land. I am so passionate about this country. I'm passionate about seeing things really fall in place. Like, who cares about everything that, when you talk with all the passion, who cares about that? Who cares? Has anybody ever called from road traffic and say, oh, Aaron, thank you so much for bringing these matters to our attention. We are diligently working on them. We hear you. We appreciate you being so vigilant.
Only one or two in private spaces. Only one or two in private spaces. And that's a part of it. I want to say thank you, ma'am. I got to go.
Okay.
Keep documenting. Keep documenting and keep sharing what it is you see and the concerns you think need to be addressed. We do have an issue with understanding the value of information and the power of clear and coherent communication. She raised a part of that issue, which is how we respond when people offer critique, right, about state services and the function of government. But guess what? If you look at today's Tribune, Glover Roll rejects claims of feud with Colby Davis over power outages. Pia Glover Roll, you may not be feuding with Colby Davis, but it sounds like Colby Davis fan base feuding with you, right? Because even within the party machinery, a critique is seen as an attack. The government is raised in the public domain as emanating from the opposition, a malicious intent to destroy the government, all for power, as opposed to regular citizens using their expertise and their common sense to contribute to the public discourse. It's so distasteful. And if you see the trolls, you should hear somebody this morning. He's a senior PLP troll, just trolling about the power outage. But call us. I got to get to the text line. Let me apologize. Here's a text. It says, morning, Aaron. Tell Johnson, C.A. Johnson, hosting a show in. Oh, tell Johnson, C.A. hosting a show in Freeport for Cooper, who's absent on vacation. I can't advertise to other people them show. But C. Allen Johnson is having some very interesting conversations in Grand Bahama. So power's gone back off in the Malcolm Road West area. That was at 10:14. Said, hi, Aaron. The minister's is a... Okay. The text says the minister is a good beauty queen and speechwriter, but we need a competent minister to control BPL. Yeah, we can't govern by PR and pageantry. Here's another text. Just because Bahamas power load shedders cannot get into be witless imbeciles as well. Can you ask the powers that be at traffic police station at the traffic lights that are out? Almost saw a four-way crash at Soldier and Robinson Road light. Listen, I can be honest with you. I've been to QC for 11 straight years. 11 straight years, and I cannot believe in 2026 that it's not an automatic that when the power goes off and traffic lights go off, that police go out to man the intersections. I thought that was automatic. Aaron, how long you think that party in Rawson Square will last before the police can break it up? That's why we inviting tourists. Love the idea, mind you, but it doesn't seem that certain people can tolerate more than a two-hour demonstration. That's cultural. We could talk about that as well. It's not surprising to hear Fred Mitchell blaming the opposition for BPL woes, even after they have spent a full term in office and now having a second term, even after the present minister assured the Bahamian public there will not be any load shedding this summer. Perhaps there was some merit to what Bannister said about Wärtsilä engines. There was no issue with power during the COVID-19 pandemic. We in Nassau East South, we waiting on our garbage to be collected. Pickup is not timely since the plane came to office and got rid of the other guys. Some traffic lights are... Good morning, Miss Green. I live Carmichael Road near Faith Avenue. Still off. That was at 10:30 and 10:38. Another text, the traffic lights were not working when I hit the road. I know that text, so that would be early morning, 6:30-ish. Good morning, Aaron. Please tell BPL that the flyer they posted at Power Restored in Gladstone Road area is a bold-faced lie. I still don't have no power from 1-ish a.m. and still off now. They need to revoke. What is the significance of sleeping on brown paper bags? And was that initiated by the patient or the hospital? You think the patient went in the cupboard and found a brown paper bag and lay on it? That's what you think? That's what you think? If I tell you all my experience at the clinic, but the people really tried hard to make it as comfortable as possible. Proving any original goodwill and sincerity beyond surprise and unreturned wisdom. That's a beautiful poem. I'm sorry I couldn't read it. Morning, Miss Erin. How is it we don't hear from the persons in charge of these cooperation who's responsible for running the company? Instead, we always hear from ministers. That's why I want to go through the boards and committees list. Anti-BPL heat relief, sprinkled baby powder all over your bed, temporary skin brighten too. For BPL said, let Long Island... No, man, they couldn't have said that. Now, I do believe that we don't care about family islanders at all. And I do think that a lot of family islanders suffer for how they vote. Because if they vote for somebody and that person wins, but the party doesn't win, we have some political culture we need to clean up. Ms. Green, that caller gave great info. However, some surge protectors go faulty after a major surge. My own for my AC only needs resetting. Has survived many surges. So what you need is a surge protector with an indicator on it. Right, there's the one I use for my AC. You plug it into the wall and it will tell you when it's dead. Right, you need indicators. Morning, Aaron. This is the consequence of our actions voting for so-called progress. Child, please, free food and lots of partying. After that, nothing. Everything in this country is so sad and sickening. Some are excited by rum and rallies, some by PR and pageantry and hors d'oeuvres. Hors d'oeuvres. All right, this is dinosaur politics, and what they building in Rawson Square, I got to go check it out. Somebody said, I really want to know about that paper bag. That's what happens when you run out of the paper for the bed, the white paper. That's me. I got to go. Thank you, producer, for letting me read. But sorry, stay tuned. Call back, text back. Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Newry is up next. You guys, let's practice patience. Let's practice grace with each other and practice empathy and start writing letters to our MPs. Start somewhere. Have a great day, Bahamas.
New school year, new gear. From uniforms to laptops, a Fidelity personal loan can help you check every item off of your kids' school list. Jump into back-to-school season with ease. Apply for a Fidelity personal loan today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
No budget for a vacation this summer? No worries. We got you. Guardian Radio 96.9 will fly you and a guest to South Florida for a vacation of a lifetime. Our sweet summer escape gets you round-trip tickets on Bahamas Air. $1,000 spending cash, thanks to Percy's Island Games. Brand new luggage from Brass and Leather. 4 days and three nights at the beautiful Holiday Inn Express Plantation. Free car rental from Hertz, too. All you need is your passport. We got you covered. The Guardian Radio 96.9 Sweet Summer Escape. Fill out the form in today's Nassau Guardian and follow us on all social media platforms. Remember, you must be 18 or older to enter. Entry deadline August 12th, drawing August 14th. Taxes not included and certain restrictions apply.
At Cleveland Clinic, you set your course, not cancer. So when your journey takes an unexpected turn, you seek out the experts who've conquered it before, and you forge new paths to help fight cancers. For every route to a cure, for every care in the world, see how we're innovating cancer care at Cleveland Clinic today.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.